How you been? It's been a little bit.
I know. I got a little break there. I got had a holiday break, went off for a couple of weeks with the family, and had a really good time. Went up to the mountains. And
sweet.
Got a bunch of snow for our ski trip and
brought a little
hung
bit
around in the
you.
House. And, yeah, and my brother blames me for this weather. But what happened to our run of luck on Thursdays, Tom?
I don't know. The sun is kind of shining, but it sure ain't warm.
What? I don't see any.
Peeking out from the clouds though, every now and then. I'm trying to be optimistic. Work with me.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
I did get back. Lots of catching up slowly and lots of excitement yesterday. You know, I have this great view of the Walgreens.
Yes, you do. That's right.
From my office. Because I'm on the second floor of the Toyota building.
Yeah.
And the big... It's a little tall there, and we built it so that I could see the lot pretty well.
Sure.
And since Walgreens is right across the street, you know, there was a certain point yesterday afternoon I noticed the traffic was stopping. There were a lot. The cops had cleared off a lot of the parking lot. It was pretty soon we had the ATF in the dealership and the bomb squad around. I wanted to know if we had video of everything. No, it was quite an exciting. We're still getting reports. Thanks to you all for your great coverage.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got to tell you, one of those things that no one was expecting.
No, I was surprised. And talking to the officers, I guess it's not that unusual. But anyway, let's help them figure out what happened there and get on past that.
Oh, goodness sakes.
Yeah, no, but there's better news. You know, we've got 2022 off, and lots of New Year brings always excitement and changes. The manufacturers all launch all their new initiatives this time of year. We know, you know, we're always, it seems like now, and constantly in our model year changeover, but new stuff always happening. So today, new big news that you may not know. 2022 Ford Lightning, the all-electric F-150, order banks open today. The very first few reservations that were placed last summer will get emails today. They can go in, contact us, get their order built, confirmed, and scheduled. So it's time to start building the Lightning.
That's so
exciting. Yeah, we're all greatly excited about that. The sales team, we're still learning about it ourselves. Mm-hmm. We just got word of this a couple days ago, but it's all happening. They'll get emails today, and we'll be working with our customers to get those orders placed. Also, this week is the Consumer Electronics Show out in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. A little different than what it's been, but through the last couple decades, that show's been a real
It's
a big deal. And in the automotive industry, there's always really exciting stuff. BMW this year has a car that will change colors on the outside. Ford had a paint like that a few years ago they put on the high-end Mustangs. Mm-hmm. that kind of had a prismic look that changed kind of from blue to green. This is going to be like a bunch of different shades of gray, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, you can imagine cars going through that. But the really exciting stuff that I'm hearing about out there this year is, you know, we've all had a lot of the new cars have radar or LIDAR or some system to help them see what's going on around you, whether it's just for, you know, backup protection or whatever, pedestrian monitoring, lane keeping, guidance, all that. Most of those systems have had as few as 8 cameras, and they're really not high resolution cameras.
No.
The reality is as this stuff expands and as they've been planning for autonomous vehicles, and those have really been slow coming to market. A lot of that technology they were working on for that is starting to work its way on down into passenger cars. Mm-hmm. That'll really improve this driver assistance stuff. I'm a little bit skeptical on leaping all the way into autonomous driving.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people
like a lot of our customers, you know, I don't understand the rush to that. But the truth is, the car can help us drive really greatly. We've seen that with things like airbags and seatbelts before, and you know, the safety stuff really is incredible. And I've seen it with passing on a car to my 16-year-old, second 16-year-old son is getting the same Corolla the first one got.
There you go.
Because it survived because it had safety sense.
Indeed.
And that stuff will get better. The new cameras are going to have up to 190 cameras on the car with much higher resolution. They'll be able to distinguish between objects, things like cars parked on the side of the road, a bicyclist that's moving along the side of a road in a bike lane, pedestrians, oncoming overpasses, cars coming the other direction, and really distinguish and identify those things. Lots of ways that can be used to keep you safe, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I think that stuff is all coming. Whether we want it or not, it's all around the bend. I think just like with us, a lot of our consumers wonder, why is this stuff coming so quickly? There's a lot of skepticism about electronic vehicles and safety. But it is there. And as the costs come down, these big LIDAR systems, just a few years ago, they cost seriously $80,000 for one system. Ooh, and those were only in cars like Fiskars and really high-end luxury vehicles. This year they'll be coming out at under $1,000.
Wow.
Yeah, so a real drop in what those things cost. And one of the unfortunate things too is this is just going to make the chip problem in the car business probably worse. I think that, I don't know that it, there's a lot of things driving that, and it's not I don't want to scare people
No.
But there are supply chain issues. We're selling now about 40% of the Fords at Dungis and nationwide, truthfully, are pre-ordered. Mm-hmm. That we sell and deliver every month. And that's growing all the time. We have people ordering every day. I think we're all getting used to that mentality. We kind of used to be able to, we thought about it even as dealers and as our customers, that we'd have a great selection. We'd be able to sell you what you wanted when you needed it. Mm-hmm. At that time when you came in. And right now that's harder and harder. Our inventories are growing, but I've only still got about 17 Fords on the ground. Mm-hmm. I've got something like 12 in transit, but in 69 in the plant. So we've got availability of almost 90 vehicles. Mm-hmm. but they're not all here. So you need to come in. Our sales consultants can help you identify the one that's right to you, make a few tweaks to it if we need to. Or if we don't have one coming that's right for you, we can special order one, and Ford will prioritize that in manufacturing and get it built for you. So it's really a change in how our sales team thinks about presenting vehicles, and it's going to change how consumers purchase vehicles, I think.
You're talking about all these gizmos and all these cameras. I'm still going, wow, I got a rear end thing. I don't have to crook my neck, just to back up out of the driveway.
Well, I think that's kind of how it works. I remember those first vehicles that nudged me when I was drifting in the steering wheel.
Oh, yeah.
It was imposing, I thought, and mm-hmm. it was unnecessary, and that was surprising. I didn't want like a machine telling me what to mm-hmm. do. But as these things have gotten better over the years, I've driven many systems. They started probably 8 or 10 years ago, but they've these new systems are much more delicate. They're better at what they do. They really do work, and I'd encourage you to come in and check them out. Mm-hmm. I really think you'll find that they make you secure in the vehicle, feel safe. The vehicles are going to be are there to protect you and want to keep you safe. And it's going to change, how accidents happen and things too. So
it's hopefully it'll minimize.
I think it will. I really do.
I've seen my share already, and it's only been a week in this new year.
We've got starting, in addition to the Lightning order bank opening up, we're continuing to get our Bronco orders in. Mm-hmm. A lot of our customers are expecting Broncos in the next few weeks, and those will be arriving. We've got a brand new Navigator coming in a couple of months, and we do have one of the 2021s in stock right now. Those things are turning so quickly. We have dealers calling on it all the time, but we're going to keep it here for one of our customers. So if you're looking for a Navigator, we've got one in stock. This week we also got a couple F-150s, a Lincoln Corsair, a Toyota Prius, a couple Highlanders. Mm-hmm. So lots of inventory coming in all the time. Just get with one of our sales consultants and they can help you reserve one mm-hmm. For you. The Tundra, we've talked about that over the last few weeks, the all-new Toyota Tundra. That truck is hot. We've had a number come in. Everyone that we've had has been pre-sold or sold within 24 hours of hitting the lot. and I think it's like that all over the place. We've got a few more coming now, and we'll get a bunch more, but you're going to need to let us know if you're interested in that. Be a hand raiser. The Sequoia will be next. So now that we've got Tundra redesigned and in manufacturing, we're going to get a new Sequoia. Really excited about that. Large SUV from the Toyota family. Mm-hmm. A lot of people really loyal to Toyota, and we'll have been waiting for a new Sequoia. And that will be a really great vehicle for us. So we're excited about that.
My goodness sakes, it just seemed like this year's busting out all over.
Well, they do kind of load us up early in the year with lots of stuff. I've already had a number of meetings with the manufacturers it's a big time of year as we plan for the year and really get ready to execute our game plan out there at the dealership and then around with our partners, the manufacturers. And I think it is going to be a real interesting year. We've got continuing to see these changes in the product lineup and, you know, working with our customers to make sure they get what they need. And, you know, we've really been proud to continue to do our done just simple price through all this and not mark things up exorbitantly and just keeping focused on our customer experience and volume and our great team of people out at the dealership. You know, I want to give a shout out to everybody out there and thank Paul and the team for covering me while I was gone. And
Paul had a blast.
Yeah, he said he enjoyed it, and he definitely is a great, relatively new member of our team, mm-hmm. but is comfortable on the show. So it's good to always look for someone to help me out, you know. And we've got lots of, our team is just so awesome, and we're continually developing people and bringing them up and giving them opportunities. And got a number of openings right now. If you're interested, we're still hiring in the body shop. I know this is a hard one to get, and a lot of people are advertising for a body man, but we really need a couple of them and could use that immediately. I think the whole body shop industry is kind of backed up right now. We're scheduling out several weeks. You know, normally through most of my career since we built the new body shop about 20 years ago now, if we get busy, we might be scheduling out a week or two in advance. Right now, we're scheduling out more like 6-8 weeks in advance. And it's, you know, it's all the same old stuff, difficulty getting parts. We've got a labor shortage. We've got, you know, you just can't get it all through the system.
And unfortunately, an overabundance of accidents.
We have had that as people have begun to move around more. It seems like there is some of that. And anyway, I thank everybody for their patience. We're really not picking on you if you're caught up in that. We're doing them as fast as we can in the order they come in.
And the best.
We do focus. Mike and his team do really focus not on rushing your job, but getting it done right. Mm. And, you know, so that will be part of the process. We're really into that.
We go to the website to find the openings here?
Yeah. No, you can come on down to the website. You can contact the body shop, schedule an estimate through the website. You can come in, ask questions, chat with us, get information on all the vehicles I mentioned today. You can schedule a service appointment. It's really a great way to let us know you're coming. Oh, we get, you know, most of the calls we get at the dealership are actually asking, what do I do? What's step one? Well, the easiest way to do it is go right to dungeonschoice.com. It'll lead you into whichever store you want to go to. Mm-hmm. It has landing pages for the Ford, Lincoln, Toyota pages, and just go to whichever one you prefer. Doesn't matter if you want to try them both. That's great. You might get different scheduling opportunities. So doesn't have an appointment when you want to come in, check the other out. But they do work with our scheduling system, so it goes right into the system the techs and the advisors use when you show up. It helps us know that you're coming, and we'll be ready to write you up and start the process right when you get there.
Very good.
Yeah,
very,
it's really simple. Good. And there's a lot of fresh specials up on our websites.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Really go check those out. Service specials, vehicle specials, all up there. You can get there through DungeonsChoice.com or through